Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
To Business for Breakfast on 1250 Winds, WHNZ. Well, a headline was on the front page of the St. Petersburg Times the other day, a kingdom run by cable guys with a question mark. And it was the headline that had Orlando, that had the mouse roaring or cowering in fright, or the people of Orlando just in a frenzy, thinking about what the effect of a possible acquisition of Disney by Comcast might be on their theme park industry. And, of course, this comes at the same time that General Electric is in the process of acquiring the Universal theme parks, and everybody wondering what's going to happen there. Is there a possibility that all those theme parks, the Disney and the Universal facilities, could come on the market at the same time, as there's been talk about Comcast maybe spinning off the theme parks because its interest is supposedly in finding stuff to distribute and then distributing it, and the theme parks are not part of that business model? Well, to talk about the possible impact of Comcast and Disney getting together on the theme park industry, which is so important to Orlando tourism and important to Tampa Bay tourism, because as many as a third of visits to the Tampa Bay area are tied in with a visit to an Orlando theme park, we have on the line this morning Alex Westerman, and he is associated with a website called ThrillNetwork.com, which is about the theme park and thrill ride industry. Alex Westerman, good morning and welcome to Business for Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, obviously, this has a lot of people concerned from a business standpoint as far as its impact on Florida, the theme parks that are part of the Disney universe. First of all, what's your take on it? Do you think it's possible for Comcast to acquire Disney, and then would it make sense for them to spin off theme parks?
It is very possible that they could purchase Disney. They have a lot of synergistic properties that would go hand in hand together. Obviously, Comcast wants content, and Disney is a content provider. It seems like it would be unlikely that they would spin off the theme parks. It would just be a licensing nightmare for them. People go to the Disney parks to interact with their favorite characters in a live platform. And for them to lose Mickey, it would just be horrendous.
And those characters would then be owned by the Comcast company. And if you sell the theme parks to somebody else, then they've got to work out licensing deals. Disney is a company, perhaps the most controlling company in the world when it comes to those brands.
Exactly. They have lobbyists that change copyright laws constantly. So they're very controlling over their copyrights and content.
And the idea that they would have the prime physical expression of Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Donald Duck controlled by another company, it would be a radical change in the corporate culture.
Yes, completely so.
Well, now, this comes, of course, at a time when the Universal theme park facilities are changing ownership in terms of being acquired by GE. So naturally, a lot of people are wondering whether the Universal facilities might go on the block. What's your thought on that happening?
That's a more interesting predicament, because Universal's branding at the theme park, say Islands of Adventure, is less content heavy, and everything else within the park itself, I think, could flip over very easily. So Jurassic Park wouldn't necessarily be branded as Jurassic Park. It could be branded as just a dinosaur ride. Whereas with Disney, obviously, you can't remove Mickey Mouse from any of the properties.
We're talking here with Alex Westerman of the website ThrillNetwork.com, talking about the possible impact of a possible Comcast Disney deal on the theme park scene in the Orlando area. Well, now, let's be speculative here. If the Disney parks were to go on the block, and if the Universal parks were to go on the block, who do you see as potential buyers? There aren't that many players in the theme park industry. I can think of Anheuser-Busch, of course, so the owner of Busch Gardens and SeaWorld, but who else would come to mind?
You could have Viacom, which already has some theme parks with their Paramount Parks chain, and they don't have a presence in the Orlando area. You could have Six Flags, who also does not have a presence in Orlando, but they're a little cash poor right now, and they would have to do the deal with another company probably. Then you could have on the outside perhaps a Microsoft coming in and seeing a value to that.
So really not that many potential players, which I would think would tend to depress the price you could ask for the facilities, which would tend to argue against putting them up on the market.
Exactly. That's exactly the point, and why Comcast is unlikely to spin it off.
Well, now, if they don't spin off, do you see the possibility that there's going to be an attempt to wring some efficiencies out of the facilities? Do you see that possibly impacting the number of jobs at these parks?
Absolutely. I think that they will potentially put in a lot more capital improvements into the parks themselves. They just will want to shore up the tourists. And now that the parks are actually doing better than they've done in a long time, especially the Disney parks, I think they had a 13% rise in 2003 for the Magic Kingdom, that they're going to want to continue that trend forward.
It'll be something to watch, and certainly we'll be keeping track of it here in this part of the world. Alex Westerman of ThrillNetwork.com, thank you very much for joining us this morning on 1250 Winds Business for Breakfast.
Thanks for having us.